In a few days, we will celebrate the Feast of Christmas, spiritually waited for in the last 3 weeks of Advent, and anticipated even longer commercially. On Christmas, we may receive a gift that awes us because of its greatness, inspiring us to respond, for example, "Oh, you shouldn't have. I don't deserve this. I don't have anything near so great to give you." On Christmas, we will certainly receive a gift that should awe us because of its greatness, the birth of Jesus, the visitation of God to save us for heaven. The response we should give to so great a gift is suggested by Elizabeth in today's gospel passage, wondering out loud how it happens that she should receive the visitation of God. Elizabeth recognizes that she's in the presence of something more, something hidden from normal sight, something seen with the eyes of faith, the visitation of God. Her wonder is intensified as she recognizes the greatness of the gift compared to her littleness, not deserving or being owed the visitation of God. Awed by the combination of her littleness and the visitation of God, Elizabeth is so beside herself with thanks and praise on receiving so great a gift that she might have said, "Oh, you shouldn't have. I don't deserve this. I don't have anything near so great to give you." This is the same attitude we take in response to the gospel message of grace, which is heralded by the Christmas mystery we're about to celebrate, the birth of Jesus, the visitation of God. In our littleness, we recognize that the hand of God gives, takes, or withholds all things from us, and that we receive all things as neither owed nor deserved, but rather freely given out of love to benefit us, like the birth of our Savior. In response to the combination of our littleness and the visitation of God, we are, like Elizabeth, full of thanksgiving and praise. And while we might say in response to receiving so great a gift that we don't have anything near so great to give in return, we still want to give something. We want to share with others. One of the innumerable gifts of grace we receive is the priesthood. This is a gift intimately associated with the mystery of Christmas, for by virtue of the priesthood, the visitation of God comes to us here in our time. Through priests, the ministry of Jesus is accessible to us. For example, the gospel message of grace is preached to us in the homily. We are fed with the bread of life in the Holy Eucharist. The wounds of sin are healed in confession. Jesus continues to look on us with love. And as a fruit of a priest's efforts to conform his heart and mind to Christ, even the person of Jesus can, in a mysterious way, still be heard, seen, and touched. The humility of wanting to be the last of all, the servant of all, the charity to give the gift of self in sacrifice for the benefit of others, acting like a lion when confronting evil and hardness of heart, and being gentle like a lamb with all people, especially sinners and children. This year, we observe 125 years as a diocesan church family and 100 years of the dedication of the cathedral as our mother church. These observances cause us to look back, for example, recalling the service of many priests who have since gone on to their eternal reward. These observances also cause us to take stock of the present, to think of the priests who are still laboring in parishes and institutions, and those who may be retired from administrative duties but are still praying and helping out. we also look to the future, to those priests in preparation among our seminarians. In response, awed by the combination of our littleness and the visitation of God in the person of our priests, like Elizabeth, we bubble over with thanks that we should receive so great a gift, and we want to share our gifts in love. One way we can share our gifts is to take time to pray for our priests and seminarians. Another way is to share our talents with them, yoking ourselves to our priests to carry out the mission of Christ, each of us bearing our share of responsibility for it. And we can share our gifts by offering financial support to our retired priests and to our seminarians. To this end, I beg you on their behalf to make a sacrificial gift to the Christmas call to sharing. Put in the envelope already sent to you for this purpose in the collection basket on Christmas Day. I'm confident that your joy at the visitation of our God through the person and ministry of a priest, not to mention the fine quality of our priest, means that I don't have to beg too hard or too long. Let me take this opportunity as Bishop of the Diocese of Wichita to wish all the clergy, religious, and laity a happy Christmas and a new year blessed with peace and prosperity.